So let me set the scene for you. I mean, I'm very baked, very potent candy I just had, and I guess that's my catchphrase now, by the way. So let me set the scene for you. The other two I did with the other two podcasts I did. Oh, this is gonna be a great experiment for me, because people always say the high is different, you know, of like edibles and weed. And the last two podcasts I've listened back to a few times, you know, because I'm so vain. But like, I've heard the vibe from me smoking, and now this podcast is gonna be me fucking high. And I've just had a McDonald's, and I'm gonna tell you all about it. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be one of the best stories of your life. I listened to this podcast. It changed my life. He talked about his McDonald's order going a little bit wrong. So let me talk about it, okay? So Monday is typically my day off, and it's typically the day where I like order McDonald's, and I like look forward to it. I'm like, going with Mackie D's, and like I'm thinking about it, like, and today I've woken up and I'm actually feeling a bit around this, like this last week or so, I've been feeling like I definitely need to diet. Definitely. I mean, I've always known it, but now I'm like, okay, let's actually try. You know, let's try, Will. So I was still looking forward to Monday because I felt like I deserved it a tiny bit more. I got a lot of work to do, don't worry. Anyway, cool story. Didn't fucking ask. Why are you doing a podcast, Will, if you think your stories aren't cool? Anyway, so I was having so I was having a so I was like, yeah, I'm like, here we go, McDonald's time. And I ordered a bit less than usual. Like, I get a lot, okay? This is fucked up, but are you ready for this? Like, two triple cheeseburgers, a Big Mac, and like chicken strips, and that's kind of it. And then I usually get like an apple pie and a Diet Coke, you know, definitely Diet Coke or Coke Zero. Not getting to that one again. Sheesh, that's a very sensitive topic. So I ordered it, you know. Woke up, I'm like, now it's time. My belly's rumbling. I'm just chilling, you know, enjoying my day off, vibing out. And it's time. It's time. Let's call. Let's ring them up. Let's ring them. Bring them down. And what was it? Sorry, I'm so sick. Can you tell that? I think it's just more THC is why I'm. So I ordered the McDonald's. The McDonald's. And that. It came to my door. Okay, so I have this special thing with Uber that I'm trying out, where if the order is late, you get £5 back, which is approximately equivalent to like $7.90 or something. Who knows? I should be an expert at that by now, because a lot of you guys give money to me in dollars, so I should know that by now. But I don't know how the economy looks or anything. Put my hands up to that one, not knowing what the fuck's going on in the world. But that's one of the best things. I mean, that's a good thing, you know. I'm kind of proud of that. Anyway, back to the point. Order, sorry, it's gonna be like that a lot, I think. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, order McDonald's, and I was staring at the clock. I was like, if you're f like, it was so late anyway. It's like, I hope you go over it now so I get some money back to my account, you know. Send me some money back. Basically, you know, getting half of this for free. And I don't know yet. It still remains to be seen. So don't worry, I'll give you a complete update in the next one of these. In the next exciting episode. So, like, I don't know if I just got, you know, a good thing happened to me. But basically, the bag split. The Coke fucking fell over, dude. And like, it was a paper bag, dude. And now there's Coke all in my fucking bedroom when I've been looking forward to this food that arrived late. But trust me, I'm not a Karen, don't worry. I'm not saying anything, and I appreciate it. And I'm like, well, you know, it's gonna be wrong one out of 10 times, don't you? 'Cause this is a thing I do every Monday, so I'm getting used to it now. It's a ritual for me. Anyway, I'm being a good Brit today. I've got a cup of tea. I'm gonna have a taste. Honestly, I am proud of myself for drinking cups of tea now. It's become a thing. It happens at work. Like, sometimes I have to work till really late, till midnight, and manager would be like, "You want a cup of tea?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's all have a cup of tea." It's not that cool. We're just like, "You want a cup of tea, Will?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea." That's it, really. Yeah, we're just cars driving past each other, and isn't that a beautiful metaphor for what's actually happening? Everyone could just hug each other, man, but we're just cars driving past. I don't think I'm getting to the philosophy bachelorette anytime soon with that one. But I wouldn't be a bachelorette, isn't that female? Who knows? Anyway, I've wrote down some. I have the munchies right now, so a lot of the topics I was writing down a minute ago were all related to food. I was thinking of deep frying things, and I thought about deep frying a protein bar. And I'm sure there's a video on YouTube somewhere where someone's done that, but isn't that the most evil thing you can think of? Deep frying a protein bar. It's like, I mean, protein bars have got a lot of calories anyway, so what? How dare you? You know? I don't know what else I was thinking about deep frying, because I was just deep frying candies, and I was like, the other main snack as well in the UK, wow, sorry, my brain is actually melting, is like crisps. We're big on crisps, dude, or chips. We're big on crisps. You go down to the aisle, and there's a whole aisle in supermarkets for just crisps, man, in different shapes and stuff. Oh, I suppose you guys like chips as well, in the other countries, but crisps is like a unique word, isn't it, to us? Let add that to your British geography knowledge. Is crisps is a delicacy over here, bro. People make crisp sandwiches, and it's not really, I don't know, I've enjoyed one in my life, one or two. I have a confession. I've enjoyed a British delicacy. What? This man has no culture. I take that one on the chin, bro. British foods, British cuisine. I'm not gonna like defend that one till I die. Okay, you gotta get a free slap for that one. It's okay, like, but you have to understand it. I feel the same feelings towards the foods I eat growing up that you guys do. Wherever you're from in the world, I bet you have some sick ass dishes that you're like, "Ooh, baby." And actually, let me tell you a little story. One of my favorite foods in the world, and this I got really fat as a kid eating this shit, is I go to my dad's house every 2 weeks. So every other week, we'd spend a weekend at his, and he had a Filipino wife, and she made this dish that was like, it was pasta in condensed milk, and then. Yeah, condensed milk and wait, I can't. Oh my god, this is blowing my mind. I used to eat this shit and it was fucking amazing, dude. But oh my god, now nah, I'm a massive nostalgia kick right there. But anyway, yeah, pasta cooked obviously, condensed milk, mayonnaise, and then a fruit cocktail like from a tin, like fruit cocktail, like. Just a mixture of fruit that looks like it's been bashed and beaten up, like it's fucking came out of the. Doesn't look natural anymore, it's like a shriveled up grape and a fucking tiny slice of an orange or something, or an apple or something. Yeah, those ones from the tin. You dip it all in and you just stir it, and it's like this sweet, like it's like caramel almost, dude. It's like, God, I think there was something else in there. My young brain couldn't remember, but oh my God. Dude, oh, and she made this other thing where it was basically condensed milk on top of these biscuits, and oh, and she had to get the certain kind of biscuit. Like we went to like all these different supermarkets, and like we, man, but do they just love condensed milk or something? But like, yeah, went all these different supermarkets and like fucking found them, and then it was just like it was like a lasagna or a tiramisu, but it was with condensed milk and biscuits and like. Because they were kind of the same consistency as those fingers that you put in tiramisu, so they soak up all the coffee, isn't it? Isn't that what you do in tiramisu? Wow, I'm really rambling now, dude. Am I going to take a break? Is anyone like fucking shut up a second, Will? You've gone through 15 points. Let me have a sup of tea. Oh, that did nothing. I don't know why I said, oh, like it was amazing. It was a very average sip. Let me go again. Yeah, quite a hollow drink. Sorry, tea. You know all that work I did defending the cup of tea? Did I defend it? No, I actually was just dissing on English cuisine. Anyway, yeah. See, I'm fucking all over the place. Those desserts, man. Think about that shit. Yeah, share that shit with me, man. Tell me what was your meals from your childhood, dude. I'd love to hear about them. Think about them right now. Go, oh. You know, it was like deep fried chicken or something. I can only imagine. Share with me if you feel like it. I was also thinking about cheese, and we should use cheese as an ingredient. We kind of do. We put it on fucking salads and everything. But it's so flavorful, bro. If you had a milkshake and then the guy told you, wow, this is, and you're like, this does actually taste really good. What's in this, man? And he's like, it's 15% cheese. You would never know. And it would make it better. You know it would. You know it fucking would. Excuse me. I'm not editing out burps right now. No way. No way, Jose. My eyes feel so heavy. Okay, so I had this other story, okay? We have cleaner that cleans our house. Me and my brother. We have a cleaner that comes every Monday. Cleans our house. Except for our rooms. And what happened was, about a week ago, my other brother came over from the same mother. All three from the same mother. Me and my brothers from the same mother. And yeah, so anyway, cool story, Will. So yeah, he came over and we were talking sex and things, you know, we're talking naughty stuffs. Which is really great. We've grown in the last few years that we talk all adult now. But it used to be very different. Like our brother's been like a father figure in our life, because he's like much older than me and my bro, me and the one I live with. Anyway, you didn't fucking ask about that. You didn't ask about any of this. But yeah, I had some. I brought some anal lube from upstairs. It's just been in my room forever, because trust me, I've been using that shit anytime recently. But I found some anal lube and we brought it downstairs to sort of like make a joke with it, and then my brother had a fucking like cock ring or something and we were talking about it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with that? And anyway, I left the anal lube on the side in just on the counter downstairs, and like, for the last week, I've been really busy at work, just, you know, going to work every fucking day. And I walk past it, and I'm like, nah. And then I walk past it, like, I don't know, like, nah. And I'm like, oh, fuck's sake, fine. I still didn't do it, you know. So today, as I ordered McDonald's, but that wasn't relevant. Don't know why I said that. But the cleaners come over as well on Mondays, which is the day I'm recording this. And, yeah, I'm like, fine, I've actually got to move this anal lube now. It's been sat on the counter for, like, a week. I'm like, fine, I'll fucking move it. That's how lazy I am, bro. I finally took it upstairs today, and I'm like, well, it's only for the cleaners. Because if they saw that, imagine if you were cleaning a house and they left, like, it was in plain sight all week. You know, it's not like it's on the side hidden, or at least trying to be hidden. It's just there in your face. And like, because I'm just coming home, dumping my fucking clothes on the side, you know, like, and heading straight to bed every day after work. And like, yeah, fucking, like, just left this thing on the side, bro. And imagine what kind of proposal that would be if you were cleaning someone's house and you're like, what the fuck? And here's another thing. It says on it, I have it right here. This is it. Can you hear this? You know, that's those weird lid things on them. It says anal lube. anal gel, anal lube, right? You've been marketed to. Whenever I bought this, why did I buy anal lube? Because anal lube is probably the same as non-anal lube. I've been marketed to by Ann Summers. It's from Ann Summers as well. It's got her name printed on it, whoever she is. Ann Summers. I've been marketed to because Ann Summers is a big name. And, like, probably overcharges for shit products. That's the truth of the world. Anal gel is an anal gel I've been marketed to. Oh, if you want to have anal with your wifey, you're gonna need this special anal gel. Yeah, dude. Get right in there with her. Like, sometimes when I'm high, I go on an accent tour of the world, but I can't do it. I'm too shy to do it to you guys. I do it with my friend. Okay, you can't have that one yet. There's a few things I won't tell you. How many hairs are on my balls and my accent tour. Maybe I'll end up doing it, I know it will. Okay, so let's try another topic here. What's the written down? I wrote down some really high stuff. Oh, okay. I got to talk about something sad that happened. Not sad, but like scary that happened at work. I fucking flooded work. I left the tap on. I was doing a bit of cleaning. Left the tap on. And then I went out front. You know, I'm a barista. I went out front serving some guests. Because basically we're getting ready to close. And actually, I wanted to come home. Okay. I wanted to come home and finish my shift at like 10 o'clock. But they asked me to stay later. And I said, no, I can't. I've got commitments. So anyway, I was trying to get a head start on all the cleaning so I could help my friend who I was going to leave, you know, because someone called in sick. So I was like, okay, I'll help you with the... I'll get a really head start. Started the washing up, left the tap on, and didn't go back into the back for like 15 minutes, and it flooded the place. And oh my God, I had a little mini panic attack, you know. But luckily, the floors are all kind of built for that. Like, there's no cracks in them or anything. They're just like... It's just like you're in a bunker. You're in a fucking... what do you call them? Those big things they put on boats. And carrot, like... I don't know. I can't think of the word. Yeah, like... I flooded the place and then my manager comes out and he's like... what's happened here then? And he, you know, as much as it was really... He was stuck in a situation where he's like, well, you fucking idiot. But then, like, he doesn't want it, you know. Anyway... It took like an hour to mop up, but I used a towel out of my bag that I keep with me for the gym, and like, I fucked that towel's never to be seen again. Trust me. We just mopped it all up, and like at some point he was just pushing the water into me. My friend came off his break early and helped me and shit. Like, so what I'm gonna do to make up for this to those guys is buy them a pair of socks each. But then I went on Amazon and I was like, what the fuck? When did socks become this expensive? I haven't bought new socks in fucking 10 years, bro, or something. What? Like, this is why. I'm like, what the fuck? No, I'll get some next time I'm in town. You know, next time I'm near the shops. Like, I could go and get some today. But, yeah, like, what the fuck, man? You want socks? Like, that much for socks? So I'm going to bring them a pair of socks. They don't know yet because our socks were ruined, dude, because we just stood in the water. And oh, God, it was just a nightmare, man. That day was one of the worst days I've had in a long time. And we're going to talk about that, actually. We're going to get a bit serious. I'm writing down some topics, actually, that I've talked about. Food talk, anal lube. I talked a bit about. Yeah, and then flooding, yeah, okay, cool, flooding work, what was I saying, fuck, oh yeah, I forgot what I was saying, I don't know, shit, sorry, I forgot what I was saying, I've wrote down some really different stuff, some stuff scary that I'm in a good mood and I don't want to talk about that, I've written down, do you know what I mean? It's like you could plan to talk about something with your friend, but then when it comes to the day, the vibe's not right. You know what I mean? The vibe is not right. So, yeah. But anyway, I had a really rough day. And it was for lots of reasons, which I don't need to share. You know, it was one of the roughest days I can remember. You know, one of those days, it's not particularly rough, but it's one of those days when you're recognizing it in the day. You're like, this is it, isn't it? This is one of those shit days. So I had that the other day, and every now and again you see something on like, or you think of something that just helps you. Like, I went to see like I was on Twitter or something, and I saw someone sit like a fucking, it was some random girl like saying she's a badass, and I was like, I got inspired by that, dude. I was like, yeah, man, go back to being a badass. Like, don't be scared of all the pressure you're feeling, because when you're having your worst day of your life, you feel like your world's crashing. Like, are you losing your job? Are you like, and your car broke down in the same day? You're getting judged right now as well. Like, you're judging yourself, but there's no reason to judge yourself. You're just deflecting all the judgment that you're gonna receive from losing your job, from flooding work like I did, from fucking whatever it is, man, from your car breaking down, you not being able to afford it or some shit. That's why you'd be stressed. Because if you could afford it, I'll just get another Tesla. Like, that's why they don't stress, because they know that no one can really, like, it doesn't affect their life. But those days where your life, you know, gets affected. Anyway, like, you just be a badass. Like, you stop being afraid of that shit, and you're like, yeah, well, I'll just fuck you up next time as well. So it's kind of been helping me a bit. It's just like rising above it and actually gaining a confidence, puffing out your chest and be like, I've had that. I'm not saying I'm successful at it or I've even started the crucial steps yet. It's just like right now I'm trying to think like that a little bit. I'm trying to be like, like, all of this judgment and fear that's being attacking my brain right now, I can just rise above it, and I can't ignore it, but it's just like, yeah, like, face it, dude, face it, and be like, yeah, whatever, like, anyway, that's, I've inspired myself a bit, so that was useful for me, so thanks for listening to that, and thank you for the free therapy, guys, and, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. See how my brain is going through all these different phases? Like, what the fuck is happening, dude? Like, my other podcasts have been one tone, mostly. And this is going to be all over the place. So, yeah. Face your problems. I don't know. I'm not really, like, trying to be inspiring or anything. But I'm just writing down things I've spoken about. Specifically because I forget them. Because my brain goes everywhere. Anyway. Oh, my chest is feeling so good right now. I did such a good workout yesterday, and it's like, it's all tight. Anyway, don't mean to make a horny one right now. TY for the free therapy, guys. Oh, yeah, that's what I wrote down. Yeah, thank you, guys. And, oh, yeah, I want to recommend keeping an audio diary. I did this years ago. Nothing to do with what I'm doing now. I didn't keep it up like every week, but whenever I needed it, I whipped out my phone. I looked up some porn. No, I whipped out my phone, and I went to the voice recording app. I bought one. You know, it was like £5. You can just have it infinitely, and I've still got the files somewhere. I don't want to go looking for them. But obviously, I've been through several iterations of phones and apps and shit, so they're kind of mixed up. Like, some of them I used to record on the computer as well when I got back from the gym. And I used to keep these for the gym as well. When I was going through a breakup, like, 6-7 years ago, I started taking the gym really seriously then. And, I mean, that's when I started going. I'd quit for, like, years, you know, and then went again. And, I started making an audio recording, and I never really listened back to them. Don't think you're giving yourself a chore. this is definitely taking care of yourself, man. Going, it really makes you think better. That's why I think my mind is so well in tune sometimes with what I need. It's because I've listened to myself. Go and listen to yourself. How the fuck can you listen to, like, know what the fuck you're doing if you're not really listening to yourself? You're just constantly processing. You're constantly, like, speaking. It's like having a conversation and you're the only one speaking. It's not a conversation. You're not getting anything from the conversation. You're just trying to prove something to the other person. So record yourself, listen to it, like, and you don't listen to it immediately. You don't need to. You go, or like, you can listen to it like when you want to be a bit productive because you know it'd be good for you, and like it's confronting a little bit, but it's worth it, man. I did it for years, and like I'll never listen back to them either. Like, I won't say never, but not anytime soon. I won't be, because like I don't need them right now. I'm at a good spot overall, but like they've probably helped me. Just making them, or knowing that they're there, is really nice, man. It's like there's always going to be a friend there for you, and it's yourself. And they know what you're going through. They're the only one that does, and why you think the way you think. So, like, honestly, if you're ever struggling, which I hope many of you aren't, think about it. I've been doing it for years now, and I guess I don't have to anymore because I have this. But it really helps when you're actually feeling particularly anxious. Like, I'm quite an anxious person sometimes. I go in the shop and I have an interaction with the shopkeeper when I buy something. And then I think about it for, like, the next 5 minutes on the way, you know, wherever I'm going. I'm like, bro, do normal people do what I do? Do normal people worry like I do? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. And if that little worry like starts niggling away at me for the rest of the day, I go, okay, well, I'm gonna get my phone out. And it's not immediate relief, it's just like, remember this, like, if you say it out loud, but sometimes you don't wanna say anything out loud unless someone's listening. So just make an audio recording. And this is like, this goes into quite deep shit, but this is why we've recorded anything. Because the only reason to record something is because you want someone to hear it. That is the only reason to record it. And me, with music, that's what, why would I record the music if I didn't want people to hear it? So, it's the same with your thoughts, man. You want someone to hear your thoughts, or you, even if it's yourself, and have that conversation with yourself. I don't know, my brain kind of got really fucking intense there. But my thoughts did, very much so. If I do say so, I'm quite an intense guy. But yeah, I hope that was helpful. And I hope, give it a try, honestly. Definitely changed my life. I'm going to write that down, audio diary. I first remember doing it, actually, when I had this new job where I was working in a warehouse. Like, I could just come back from uni and I was looking for work. And I was working in a warehouse and it was really rough, man. But it was the only job I could find or felt like I was worthy for at the time. And then I was doing that and yeah, I was so anxious about going to work because it was a lot of hard physical work. That was killing me. And then it was like a lot of other guys who were like not my type of friends, you know. Like they probably play different games to me. They probably watch different films to me. They probably listen to different music than me. They probably act differently than me. They probably everything about them's different. They're like the more chavvier guys, like football, like I don't know if you know it. Well, you don't know, but I'm not really a traditional British guy. I don't really enjoy pubs, and I don't watch football. And that's kind of British people. Like, my age should be going to work, watching, keeping up with the footy while they're at work. Like, transfers and shit. Like, you know. I've just described, like, everyone. None of my friends are like this because, well, actually, I'd tell a fucking lie. A lot of my friends are like this. But my best friends aren't, like, I don't know what that is, why I'm saying it like that. But I don't want to pay lowly of my fellow countrymen. But, like, I'm not on the football craze, and honestly, everyone you speak to here, every fellow countryman of mine, they're all interested in the footy. Oh, I said I wasn't going to do accents, but there we go. I'm very fucking high, dude. Like, I don't know if I'm even, if I'm tolerable right now, dude. Like, am I? I have to have a person with me when this happens, because, like, they remind me what the fuck I was talking about, you know? Anyway, let's go into the new chapter here. Okay. Yeah, so I do have to talk about something semi-serious, but I just wanted to say, like, I felt a lot of insecurity in the last few days. And because something happened, and I felt a lot of insecurities, but I'm recovering, and it wasn't that bad, you know. But with friendly advice, I'm overcoming it, and all I've got to say is, I'm keeping my heart and cards close to my chest. I'm keeping my brain and all this stuff closer. It's a solemn tip, dude. It was like my heart was an expanding bubble, and someone just pressed on it, and it didn't pop. It just sort of reverberated a couple of inches. Not reverberated. It reversed, you know. Inhaled. So yeah. Basically, I feel like my castle, I've built a castle, and imagine how good that feels to build a castle. You've gone through so much work and dedication. You find your own land, and you start a family, and they're all helping you, and you build this castle, and like, someone just throws shit at it. They just throw a massive pile of shit at your castle and it's a lot of reasons why they did that. Because you'd want to know the reason, wouldn't you? But you're not allowed to know the reason. Because then you'll be outside your castle, you know. Then you would be outside your castle. You're not allowed to know the reason why they did it. Is it you can speculate it's jealousy or, like, ignorance. It could be ignorance. They might think you don't, you know, it's not your castle. Let's just pretend they're that stupid. It could be ignorance, and then that might be more forgivable for you. You might, I couldn't forgive someone who's jealous, because that's evil. But I could forgive someone who's ignorant. Even though they threw shit in my castle, maybe I could forgive them. You can choose what to forgive people for, right? But with my castle, maybe with yours, you might never get to know why they threw shit at your castle. So it didn't damage your castle. It damaged the reputation, though, because people went past and they said, oh, there's shit on that castle. There's a bit of shit on that castle. But it didn't damage it physically, you know. And that's the way I describe what's kind of been happening to me and how I felt, that feeling. And that I've not been able to basically protest about what I feel. But you can just be proud and know that the castle is still the castle. Do you know what I mean? It's actually kind of emotional for me, but the castle's still exactly the fucking same. It's just got a little inconvenience on it. Like, it's nothing, dude. It's just a bit of shit. So, anyone comes and attacks your castle that you've built, whatever that is to you, how big or small your castle is, it's yours, man. So don't let anyone fucking wipe their shit on your castle. And it doesn't necessarily mean retaliate. It just means the humbleness of it in your mind, dude. Like, you don't need to retaliate. You can just accept it because you know there's just a bit of shit on your castle. And no one's going to fucking come and... No motherfucker's going to come with, like, no fucking battering ram. No battering ram on my castle anytime soon. Because I'm just going to pretend that in my universe, it's my castle, but I don't even fucking live there. I'm a 70-foot giant that lives outside the walls in the forest behind it. And I just keep my mates in there. I'm like, yeah, I built this mate for my castle. If you come up to it with a battering ram, I'm going to step on you. And all your mates. So, yeah. Anyway, have I run that analogy into the ground yet? Let's write that. Castle analogy. Yeah, so, anyway. I won't talk about it specifically. But, yeah. I want to talk about this, okay? Think about the recent Amber Heard Johnny Depp scenario and how Amber Depp is now a victim for... she's now a victim of a... you might argue her own making. I won't pass judgment in any way. It's none of my business. Not my place to judge. I don't know anything about the legal process or evidence. So, like, I don't really throw my hat into it. Even though it was kind of entertaining. As sad it is to admit. Someone's anxiety was my entertainment. And this is what exactly I want to talk about. There's been times in my life where I've been a minion of hatred. And I don't even know if I was doing it on purpose. And I don't even... how much have we... we've all participated in gossip, okay? We've all participated in gossip. We've all enjoyed it as well. Like, got any more of that? Literally, it's so shameless now. Because there's so many TV shows about gossiping. And news is all about gossiping. Not real shit. That gossip isn't even shameless anymore. Imagine, you know when you used to get caught gossiping? You used to be like... I keep saying gossiping in the exact same way. Gossiping? Anyway. I used to, like, fucking... you know when you used to get caught, you feel embarrassed? Like, oh, shit. Like, they knew I was talking about them. Now it's like, yeah, we all know. Like, someone at work will just bring something up that I've been trying to keep a secret. Like, how the fuck do you know that? Like, you know, like, or someone else has been keeping a secret. Like, it's just crazy. It's, the gossiping is so fucking... so, what was I talking about again? Oh, shit. I've forgotten what I was talking about. Do I have to pause? Really, Will? When I was a minion of hatred. So, we all like the gossip. And maybe you didn't even do it intentionally as well. Where you've just said a film is bad. And you've thrown a comment out there. Bro, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to think a film is shit. And... film whatever the fuck, think whatever the fuck you want, and say whatever the fuck you want, right? But think about who you might be hurting, okay? Now, I'm definitely a big punk advocate, dude. Like, I get inspired when people say, Boris Johnson is shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, like, tell that motherfucker. But, like, and I don't know anything about him. So is it fair of me? Like, I do know he's said some very racist things in the news before. Like, very racist things and, like, homophobic things. He said terrible things about single mothers, Boris Johnson, if you want to know. Like, he basically just used to be, like, he's been spoiled since birth and he, like, terribly so, you know. And he was a big bully growing up. He used to bully people. But then again, like, who didn't, you know? Well, I mean, I wasn't a bully, but, like, we laughed at people and shit. Like, who knows what we've done, like, to someone else? And that's what I want to say, man. Like, I participated in shit like that growing up. Definitely, right? We all have. But recently I felt it the opposite way. I was on the firing end, okay? And now I understand the damage you can do by just saying, you know, something that didn't mean anything to you. You fucking just jizzed it out, you know? You jizzed out a little comment, like... I'm going to have this cup of tea, sip of this tea. So, yeah, I know this podcast has been all over the place. But, yeah, I'm getting stuff off my chest. So, getting stuff off my chest. So, yeah. Other things I wrote down on here was the spectacle of the modern world. I was playing a game and I was doing some quests and they were talking about how man has got a tool for everything. and it's to compensate for their deficiencies. But the quest was celebrating it, you know, saying how fucking cool is that, dude, that we can build skyscrapers and we don't. It's not because we're fucking 10-foot Galactus giants. We're just fucking, we're badasses. I'm taking a lot of credit here for other humans. Other humans is great fucking work. Other humans is, see, I can't even say the multiple of humans. It's just humans, Will, you fucking idiot. Like, the multiple of, I can't even say that, and then there's people over here building skyscrapers, dude. And then, like, oh, I'm having one of these high moments where I think about every little step that went into building a skyscraper, from mining the minerals in the earth, you know. Imagine mining, dude. I bet mining, being a miner, is actually kind of, dude, imagine the excitement of first time holding a pickaxe. And then going out into the fucking wide world and being like, no one has ever dug here before. We don't re-dig shit we've already dug. What if we uncover fucking, dude, do you think they've ever uncovered anything built like deep within the, I don't know how a planet is formed, dude. But like, what if there's an ancient fucking thing buried deep? I know there are dinosaurs, bro, but what if there's like chimeras and fucking griffins and shit that are buried deep? And some guy just, oh, I found something, and like, and he's got like, it's got, it's like, it's eyes, when he opens them, you just see like space and movement, and like, they're not even of this realm, dude, they're on a different dimension, and we just uncover the world for once, we just unsheath, turn off that crazy tie-dye fucking sheet, and like, just see beneath it all that we're in a fourth dimension, bro. I really did one of those fucking trips right there, didn't I? Wow. Have I embarrassed myself yet? I honestly feel like very different vibe to the other ones. See, the smoking chills you out. That I think it's the amount of THC, maybe. Wow. Great stuff. Great content. So yeah, right now I'm on a redemption arc. If anyone wants to join me, let's fucking do it, you know. I do want to hear about your childhood food though. Well, I actually remembered something. Oh shit, the cleaners are here. It might be time. I think you just deal with the noise, yeah. But now I'm going to be anxious. The cleaners are out. I don't know if you can hear. Let me pause and check. Well, you can definitely hear the hoovering, but I'll just speak closer and I hope it doesn't bother you guys. Was talking about, oh yeah, mining and stuff. Yeah, my brain really did go on a trip right there. And, yeah, I hope this was interesting for you guys. And, I'll do another one soon. Like, I want to keep talking, but I don't have anything else written down, and I think I'll release this as it is. It was quite a lot of information, you know. So I worry about the downtime of it. Or anyway, so yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And I'll do another one later, maybe, and make it longer. So yeah, I'll catch you guys in a bit. And thanks for the support as always. Oh, if you listen this far, say paper towel, or there's not an emoji for that, just anything with paper in it.